Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an original transmission. Sunday, the 8th day of March, 2015, I'm Alex Jones. We've got Joel Skousen and many others joining us. Incredibly important information coming up. But first, from Friday night's InfoWars Nightly News, Rob Dew, our news director, breaks down the secret of Harrison Ford surviving his plane crash. Yes, it's the good Lord above, but he gives us the wits that allows us to survive. Here is his report.
He escaped South American native tribes using them. He fought Nazi strongmen on top of them. And now, actor Harrison Ford, a.k.a. Han Solo, Indiana Jones, and Jack Ryan, has crash-landed a prop plane on a golf course, and he survived and nearly walked away.
Stay sharp. There's two more coming in. They're going to try and cut us off.
Besides, I know a few maneuvers. We'll lose them.
Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. That's right, yesterday on March 5th, 2015, Harrison Ford took off in his Ryan PT-22 plane, which is a two-place open cockpit trainer plane manufactured during World War II to train U.S. military pilots. It was built in 1942 and has a 160-horsepower radial engine and a top speed of 131 miles an hour. It was retired by the military after the war. Immediately upon takeoff, Ford had engine trouble and had to immediately make a U-turn and turn around back to the airport. Unfortunately, he didn't make it that far. As you can see, he crashed on the eighth hole of the Pinmar Golf Course near Santa Monica Airport.
53178, engine failure. Immediate return.
Ryan 178, runway 21, clear to land.
Witnesses say he made a nosedive on the eighth hole tee and proceeded to glide into a crash landing. And I've got to say, when you take an aerial look over where he crashed, had he not made it to the golf course, he could have easily crashed into a number of houses and most likely died. We've seen plenty of plane crashes out there where small prop planes crash into houses and nobody makes it out. So he was very lucky in this regard.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
Unfortunately, his cockpit was not made of carbonite.
He should be quite well protected, if he's tried the freezing process, that is.
Well, Galrissian, did he survive?
He was pulled from the crash by several golfers, luckily one of which was a surgeon. He had a cut in his face that was very deep. Witnesses say a swath of skin was missing and there was blood dripping down his face. He was taken to UCLA Medical Center in critical condition, but has since been upgraded to moderate. His son Ben tweeted this: at the hospital, Dad is okay, battered but okay. He is every bit the man you would think he is. He is an incredibly strong man. Ford's quick thinking and abilities reminded me of another plane crash that happened back in 2009 in January, and that was that of Captain Sully Sullenberg. He made a crash landing into the Hudson River after experiencing engine trouble. His quick thinking and training allowed Sullenberg to make a picture-perfect landing on the Hudson River with 155 souls on board. His landing was touted as a miracle. But I don't think it was a miracle. It was luck. And what is luck? Luck is the intersection of preparation and timing. And that's what you have to ask yourself out there. Are you prepared in life? Are you a concealed carry handgun owner who maybe will be in the right place at the right time when somebody decides to go on a crazy shooting rampage? Are you prepared if the stock market crashes? Are you prepared if society breaks down and there's riots? What are you doing in life? Are you awake? These two men are examples of people who are awake and prepared. And with luck and a little bit of preparation and timing, they're able to both make the best out of a bad situation. The world's going through a lot of changes right now and sides are being drawn. Are you going to be on the side of freedom and individual liberty or on the side of a collectivist, politically correct tyranny? Remember stories like these that showcase the dynamic, quick-thinking, prepared human spirit that refuses to submit. This is Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. If you are watching this report on YouTube, please consider becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. Your username can be shared with up to 20 people. That's 20 InfoWarriors for the price of one. And if you are a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, may the force be with you.
I have you now.
force for liberty, the force for freedom. Perfect job, Rob, dude. What we do is we hijack mainstream news stories, and then we inject pro-gun, pro-liberty information into them. Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years, and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing the earth?
You got it.
Are we seeing the earth now?
You got it.
We've got Lionel, media analyst, former federal prosecutor, constitutional lawyer, joining us to look at the net neutrality battle that's going back and forth. The Republican bill has been reintroduced to block the FCC's power grab. The bill looks pretty clean. It just says, no, you're not taking control of the Internet. You don't destroy it to protect it. But we'll be looking at every angle of that for about 30 minutes at the start of the next hour with Lionel of Lionel Media. Then Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief is going to be joining us. We've been talking about geopolitical developments in the world. We'll spend some time on that Netanyahu speech from last week to Congress. But we're going to segue and get into social engineering, something that Joel Skousen has been exposing for 30 years, something his uncle, Cleon Skousen, has been exposing for 70 years, the late Cleon Skousen, who wrote The Naked Communist. He'll be joining us to look at the onslaught that is so cartoonish when you just look at it, but you have to understand, a lot of people just follow what they're told is trendy. Feminists coming out and basically saying that being a man inherently is bad, and that men are lazy and men are evil. This is nothing but divide and conquer to get us fighting with each other. This is pure social engineering. We'll talk about that with Joel Skousen. Paul Watson filed a report on this that's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that we'll be airing in the first 5 minutes of the second hour as well. And then Paul Watson will be on tomorrow in the third hour detailing different sectors of political correctness and how it's not a bunch of people that are misguided crazies when they want to have, you know, transgender bathrooms at the elementary school. It is about scrambling society and confusing everyone and making human infighting the norm. Education is now about how to fight with each other, how to be obsessed with language, where you never engage in any debate because something might be offensive. It is mind control totalitarianism. Look at these headlines. MBA launches feminist campaign to lecture men, quote, not doing enough housework. And then we have all the studies here in this article at InfoWars.com, mainline studies that men actually do as much housework, just different types, and actually work harder. 90%+ of work deaths are men. Men don't live as long because they work so hard. I mean, I am just sick of the war on men, but I'm sick of the war on women. It's a war on humanity. We're all together. The globalists are sick, and if we can understand this, we'll understand everything. That dovetails with Time claims beta males, you cannot make this up. We'll put the story on screen. Time claims that beta males, who embrace feminism get more sex. White knights who submit to feminists will be rewarded with sex, says Time. But then we link to all the studies showing the opposite. Women want men that protect them, take care of them, challenge them, honor them, empower them,
And a good woman wants to serve her man. The man wants to serve his woman. But no, this says that if you're a toady and, quote, raise feminist children, I'm going to read the quotes coming up, feminist boys, where the whole world's around women, but it doesn't deliver. This is about the state being wedded to women, the state controlling women, women getting their marching orders from the social engineers. And it's all on record. The CIA funded Miss Magazine. It was declassified in 1986. Look it up for yourself. Lori Stoudam's written books bragging about it. And that dovetails with this article, just regular political correctness. Eating three meals a day declared racist by Mother Jones Magazine. Quote, domestic adherence to mealtimes is anti-science and racist. See, it's about making everything racist, except foreign banks signing us on to trillions of derivatives, dollars that we don't owe, screwing everyone. That's not a problem. No, let's all just fight with each other, and brown bags are banned in Seattle because they're a racist code word. I'm not joking. And dodgeball's banned nationwide because it might hurt somebody's feelings. And now they want to ban grades because that might hurt somebody's feelings. This is a cult takeover. And this latest thing, Planet Fitness bans women or woman from gym for complaining about transgender in the locker room. Jim says members can use whatever locker room corresponds to their personal gender identity. Planet Fitness canceled a woman's membership after she complained about a transgender using the women's locker room. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I have absolutely nothing against people that grow up feeling like they're another sex. And, I mean, that's been going on throughout history. The issue is there's a higher instances of it, and I'm going to get into why in just a moment. And the system is using this to really scramble society, as I was just saying. Come on. I mean, in public schools and elementary schools, they're trying to say that boys can go to whatever bathroom they want or girls can, and boys are just using it to go in and mess with the girls. And there's a lot of bullying coming out of the hardcore, radical, leftist, gay lobby to force their agenda on everybody. And I don't care who it is. Don't try to bully me into going along with your agenda. Because if they can get you to go along with paying for people's sex changes, taxpayer paid for, I shouldn't pay for your nose job or for you to have your genitalia removed. I don't care what it is. But see, they set this precedent. Oh, be nice. Be open. I am a classical liberal. In the Thomas Jefferson vein, nowadays that's called super hardcore right wing. I'm into freedom. I'm into you having your own choice, but here's where your choice ends. When you start trying to take my money or tell me how to live or tell me what to say, see, I'm truly tolerant. I don't go hear some dirty comedian or some radical comedian and get mad and walk out because I bought the ticket. Or if I do walk out because it's boring, I don't hate them and try to get my money back is what I'm getting at. But that's what the so-called left who claim they're tolerant, they want to shut down free speech everywhere. They say in universities all over the country, don't have Halloween with geisha girls or cowboys or Native Americans or pirates or anything because it's hurtful. It's been in the news in Austin that local yoga studios that were going to have on Halloween Indian culture to honor it, that the South Asian community got upset, not even Indians, and said, no, you can't do that. See, it's about territorializing information. It's about absolutely manipulating culture at every level. Major yoga studio forced to cancel costume party after claims of racism. I mean, that's the type of stuff that's going on here while the globalists are manipulating our freedoms and taking our freedoms at every level. Now, before I get back into all of that and then segue into the election news, the Second Amendment news, turns out they already written the regulations, not laws, to ban basically all AR-15 ammo, town hall reports. That's coming up. Just a lot of key information that we're going to be breaking down and three guests joining us. But let's talk about what actually affects boy babies, girl babies, men, women, transgenders. I guess Facebook has over 50 different sexual designations all 50 sexual designations that we're experts on knowing and obsessing over and proving how liberal we are and what was the name of the chicken and was it raised nice and was it petted on the head, while we're all living in a giant version of Portlandia. We can make fun of it, but it's not funny because it's real. While that's happening, from the United States to Mexico, from Nicaragua to South Africa, from Sri Lanka to Germany, we literally have hundreds of studies, two new ones out, that glyphosate, product name Roundup, weed killer, is growing breast tumors, is causing all forms of different cancer, and there's two new studies out. Study confirms chronic kidney failure 5 times higher in glyphosate-ridden areas. And we're going to get into the studies, Journal of Organic Systems and others, one of them in association with the Sri Lankan government, where they just look at the numbers. You got glyphosate in your well water, 5 times more likely to have kidney failure. Why do you think dialysis places are popping up?
What? Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wildcrafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Women are the heart of culture. Women are incredibly smart and beautiful, magical creatures. But they're one half of the human species. We should all love and cherish each other. And men have been taught to act like mindless thugs by the MTV culture, while simultaneously women have been taught to behave like mindless tarts, worshiping and following every government fad, because 81% in the United States, similar in Europe, of all purchases are decided by women. And so advertising targets women. I've read three books written by the father of modern advertising, Edward Bernays, Propaganda, and two others. I've made films about it, Endgame and others, admitting the plan to target women, break them away from families, wed them to the state, have the state raise children, jack up illegitimacy, increase divorce. Leave men and women alone, children atomized, and then the state comes in to take care of all the social problems and clean up the mess they helped start. Divide and conquer, balkanization. This is the admitted program. So while Time magazine tells men, submit to women, act like you've done something wrong, act like you're a prisoner, act like that you're a second-class citizen, and women will give you sex. They actually say that in their new cover story. It's on InfoWars.com. And then we link to all the other mainline studies showing women want a man that they think is better than them. And I don't think they're necessarily actually better, but that's what a woman wants on average. And that they aspire to get the best genetics they can and a guy that will protect them and make them successful. And we see that evidence everywhere. But the feminists say no, 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 because they want women to believe that henpecking and messing with men and warring against men will get them ahead. I don't care if it's general life, business, whatever. Having fun and getting along with people and being honorable and teamwork is what makes a good business, a good family, good children, happy men, happy women. I mean, I don't need to read the studies to know this is a load of malarkey. Now, while the NBA and the NFL, almost every commercial saying, sorry, your baby's a boy, and let's open the borders up, and let's turn our guns in, and Obamacare's great, all this social engineering, while all that's happening, I've got two articles just today. Well, both these actually came out on Saturday. Study confirms chronic kidney failure five times higher in glyphosate-ridden areas. That's Roundup. Drinking water and occupational exposure to herbicides is associated with chronic kidney disease. And that's out of a journal in Sri Lanka and another journal, the Journal of Organic Systems. And they've made movies about it. It's well known. They admit that most breast tumors are from glyphosate. I mean, it grows it. It's an estrogen mimicker. It makes men have shriveled genitals, hardly produce any sperm. Western sperm counts are down almost 90%. Just look it up. They've got studies on that. Isn't this something? I mean, it hurts women. It hurts men. It turns out it ruins the fields, hurts yields a few years down the road. I got a family in farming, I know. I mean, it is a fraud. The same folks that brought us Agent Orange and so many other things, Monsanto, same folks that are big owners of, of McDonald's. These are the people, ladies and gentlemen, that, oh, by the way, it's in Paul Watson's report, Monsanto and others are the main funders of the feminist movement. See, have the families fight with each other, we won't notice why diabetes is up more than 3,000%. Kidney problems are up several thousand percent. I mean, it's all over the news. Breast cancer up, multi-thousand percent. Pediatric cancer is over 10,000%. I was on an elevator today going to a business meeting downtown, and they had a sign about kids with cancer and how to give money. And I saw people reading it as we were going up the elevator. And I said, hey, don't you ever wonder why they don't ask why pediatric cancer is up? Some cancers, more than 10,000%. 50, 60 years ago, it was super rare. Doctors would travel across the country to see a child with cancer. The people said, wow, that is a good point. I said, yeah, it's always give money to treat people or find a cure, but they never do. We're being culled, and the system consolidates our wealth while they do it. Let's go back to the article by Christina Sarich, Infowars.com, that links to the studies. The evidence for the abominable toxicity of Roundup chemicals like glyphosate is already overwhelming, yet there seems to be a never-ending stream of research and evidence pointing towards their dangers. A new study has been published showing that farmers in Sri Lanka exposed to glyphosate through drinking water are five times more likely to develop chronic kidney failure than those who didn't drink herbicide-polluted water. But it just kills weeds. I mean, it must not be bad for us. Farmers in this part of the world often wear scant protection when spraying glyphosate on their rice fields. What matters is it gets in the water table and bioaccumulates in the food. But it seems that the protection is not enough. The fact that Roundup has contaminated their drinking water is an example of how multi-tiered the problem of herbicide toxicity truly is. Big ag chemicals, more specifically biotech chemicals, since their GM rice, soy, corn, and other genetically altered seeds are meant to withstand copious amounts of spraying, are detrimental to humans and the environment, and the moment they are sprayed and years later. In this case, the toxicity is felt when residents of small rural villages drink from wells that have been contaminated with groundwater due to spraying. The research abstract concludes, the current study strongly favors the hypothesis that CKDU epidemic among farmers, that's their kidneys failing, in dry zone of Sri Lanka is associated with history of drinking water from the well that was abandoned. In addition, it is associated with spraying glyphosate and other pesticides in paddy fields. Rice paddy fields. And he's got the doctors and the links and the study and all the rest of it. Drinking well water and occupational exposure to herbicides associated with chronic kidney disease. I mean, they've got, again, movies, studies. It's all well known. Simply put, but abruptly not so simply solved, concentrations of glyphosate and metals are much higher in the abandoned wells, increasing the risk of deadly chronic kidney disease, CKDU, up fivefold. In the areas that don't use glyphosate, they studied the water, there is, again, five times less. This, I mean, just all we know is kidney failure skyrocketing. And they go, oh, get healthier, don't drink, or eat, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we used to be more unhealthy 50 years ago. Did you see the diet back then? Pie and cake twice a day, chicken fried steaks? The Center for Public Integrity says fatal chronic kidney disease of unknown origin, or CKDU, has killed more people in El Salvador, Nicaragua, than AIDS. Diabetes. I've seen the documentaries where whole villages, everybody's just dying. And leukemia combined over the past 5 years. This wave of CKDU affecting numerous poor farmers, countries around the world, simply didn't exist prior to 1990. And see, their governments will report on it there. The difference is our level of kidney failure in the U.S., look it up, is even higher. You're like, oh, let those poor farmers in Guatemala die from it, you know, with bananas or whatever. Or let them from the pesticides and herbicides. It bioaccumulates in the food, and we eat it. We are the end. We are the. Can you imagine if Americans got eaten? How sick you'd get? You think a big ocean fish like a blue tuna has bioaccumulation of toxin? I mean, all these neurological disorders that 25-year-olds are getting now. People are getting Alzheimer's at 60, 45. They call it neurological disorder when your 12-year-old gets it, but it's Alzheimer's. They don't know who they are. They're smearing feces all over the walls. They're poisoned. Another study published in the Journal of Organic Studies also found a link between glyphosate and the enormous increase in chronic diseases across the United States. See, oh, but let's all fight. Hey, I'll tell you what's good. Make your man clean more around the house. That'll save the planet. Teach him he's bad. Men are bad. Families are bad. And world government's good, and let's get some transgender.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You bet I'm angry. You bet I'm trying to rouse people out of their slumber, their trance. There are literally thousands of studies on fluoride, glyphosates, all this, when they could choose a lot safer pesticides, other things. There are all these studies showing that it is annihilating us, and we see the graphs going straight up. The cancer, the neurological disorders, the diabetes, the kidney failure, the cancer. And the hospitals are charging hundreds of thousands of dollars for basic back surgery. The whole society's being imploded. And then you learn the Nazis had a eugenics plan to take over the world, that they would use soft kill weapons in the food and water to slowly degenerate people and then have big government-run hospitals with government health care that would tax you and regulate you to basically cover up that the government was killing everybody, and social pressure in the media would act like everything was normal. They would go further if you get into the Nuremberg trials. There was only gestalts of this put out in the trials, mentions of it, but you could... A lot of this stuff got grabbed and taken back to the United States, England, and other places, like the 68 Gun Control Act is word for word changed from German, and like six or seven words are changed to the United States. The Gun Control Act of 68 is the Weimar Republic / Nazi Gun Control Act. Look it up. Just look up 68 Gun Control Act is Nazi Act. I mean, you cannot make this up. And then you realize, oh my gosh, we're living in a giant Nazi plan. The doctors don't know. The scientists don't know. Dr. Blaylock's read hundreds of globalist books. In fact, I want to get him back on next week if we can, maybe Friday or something, just on the subject and have him go back. I mean, he lectures to like, we sent our guys to Vegas once when he was there giving a lecture to like 3,000 top scientists and medical doctors. I mean, he's a famous brain surgeon. And he's read the books, the globalist documents, a lot of them I've read, but on air, he's just mentioned them. We need to get him on for a whole hour about that history, and he'll just mention the Rockefeller medicine, how they funded the Nazis, how they brought it back here, Hollerith, IBM, everything, how it's just a massive takeover plan. And who puts our troops on a death list now, a do-not-treat list? IBM, a Hollerith Watson machine. 1942, it's Jews and others with a number on them. Now you have a Social Security number, and it decides who gets treatment, who doesn't. You can't make that up. See, the magnitude of that is so over the top, I don't even know what to say. In fact, I meant to air the Mark of the Beast intro that McBrain put together earlier. Maybe we'll do that towards the end of the broadcast today. But it's just so crazy to know that evil people are in control. And I want you to understand, I didn't just read these articles. Doctors urge whooping cough vaccines for pregnant moms despite insert warnings in California. And we've got a copy of the insert here saying don't give it to pregnant women. It's been linked to all sorts of problems. The vaccine could possibly kill your baby or make you sterile. But there in the CBS Sacramento, Dr. Dean Bloomberg of UC Davis, I set it up by Big Sis, told the Sacramento CBS News that, oh, you should get your vaccinated more when you're pregnant. But I'm not cherry-picking. Just in the last week, the BBC and the London Telegraph, not me, came out with the headlines. Let's put one on screen. For TV viewers, Infowars.com/show. London Telegraph, fluoride in drinking water may trigger depression and weight gain, warns scientist. And it goes on to say it makes you fat, depressed, and unhappy, and gives you cancer. Oh, let's show them the Harvard study from 3 years ago of 25 studies in the U.S. Massive IQ reductions, massive cancer increases. I mean, it's all being done by design. There it is, Harvard. Impact of fluoride on neurological development in children. Boom! Boom! 2012. Boom! See, they just hope you don't go look this up, and that's why we have pioneered in the last 20 years, and I've been doing it for about 18, showing computer screens on TV as I showed people articles or as I showed them bills. Because I'd get up there and say, here's the treaty putting our land under UN control and UNESCO, Agenda 21, and people didn't believe it on radio. So I started going to do an Access TV where I could have a computer screen up or show the bill and actually show viewers, here it is, and here's the signs, and here I am asking about it, and they threatened to arrest me. And here is the UN video clip where they passed it globally in 1992, and people were going, whoa, he didn't lie. Here's the executive order to microchip you and take blood to get a driver's license. Doesn't mean they've implemented it yet, but it's on the books, Bill Clinton. I mean, yeah, it's crazy to learn in the Telecommunications Act of 96 and have NSA whistleblowers on in 97. Bigger than Snowden we had on. with the actual intel that the cable boxes and the TVs coming out would have cameras and microphones and listen to everything you do. This month, it's come out that Samsung and all the other big companies, Sony, the cable boxes, all of it is watching you, is listening to you, and is recording it. Oh, your smartphones are too, all the time. And they admit that they're doing it in their own terms of use to get you to waive your rights. You think you pull up to the big superstore and buy your big screen TV. You think the voice command's real cute. Folks, this is such a diabolical criminal takeover. So, of course, they've got NFL and NBA saying, sorry, you're a boy. Men are bad. Men are inherently evil. Ban all competition. Women are God. Men are evil. Men are evil. Men are evil. Women, don't give your husband sex if he doesn't do everything and submit to you. Dominate, dominate, dominate. They're telling women, be the alphas. In some relationships, women are naturally alphas. Men are actually, you know, beta. But generally, a woman wants an alpha male. That's genetic. And the state says, hey, the state is your alpha. He's your John Wayne, baby. That man, that's a slave. That's a bot. You don't need his sperm. Don't worry. He ain't going to have no sperm, baby. Glyphosate's going to give you breast cancer, and it's going to give you ovarian cancer when you're 25 years old or 30. They're going to have to cut your uterus out. They're going to ruin your life. And that man's going to get testicular cancer and prostate cancer, and he's going to have a shriveled genitals and no sperm, and you're going to wipe you out, baby. Because let me tell you, if an alien species took over this planet and was using our government to run an operation, they couldn't do a better job. You would target women. You'd break up families. You'd put poison in the food and water to brain damage and dumb down and stun the public. A spider bites its target first with a light bite just to stun it because it likes to tie it up so the meal doesn't fall down to the ground where other bugs might eat it. And then the arachnid spins it up and then lets it kind of just rot and swell up full of poison. And then it comes up and it sanguinates and sucks all that juice out real lovingly. You got to understand, this isn't my opinion. I am a savage human primitive is the only reason I've broken their conditioning. I'm aware of an enemy attack. I'm dead on. I know the enemy. And if you'll just look into what I've said and find out it's true, we can defeat these people. And this planet can be a major space base for our species to go to the next level. And we can base a system on honor and on free will. And if people want to break away and join space colonies that merge with machines, they can do it. Or if you want to join a colony that's human first and a human integrity project to let us develop and understand technology before we make these decisions, then you'll be part of that. A libertarian galactic vision. We already are in space. Just 400 years ago, people came across the ocean to colonize and build a civilization here, out of the wilds. The next jump to space colonies is much smaller than the jump we've made in the last 100 years. And the elite know that, and they want to hog it for themselves. And they believe that there's this 6-7 billion people that have got to be gotten rid of, because they debate the numbers. So they, the elite, who build nothing but parasite off everyone, the ultra-rich billionaires who get their money out of government contracts and insider deals, they're the ones coming up in the next segment. Some stations don't care that first 5 minutes. I'm going to play Paul Watson's report. It's on InfoWars.com. Well, at the end, who funds the anti-gun? Who funds men are bad? Who funds boys are bad? It's literally Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Coca-Cola, Monsanto, the usual suspects, because this is an enemy group that literally adopted a proto-Nazi program because the Nazis only adopted it and went too far, too quick, according to the elite. I mean, you understand you are living in a science fiction, real reality, dystopic war zone, ladies and gentlemen. It's so epic. Stay with us.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months
are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Woe to you of earth and seed, for the devil sends the beast with wrath. His number is 666.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Coming up in the next hour, Joel Skousen and others like Lionel from Lionel Media will cover the waterfront. Please tell your friends and family to tune in. But first, a little compilation over the last 10 years as the mainstream media promotes the mark of the beast, microchips and biometrics to buy and sell. I warned you about this plan a long time ago, but before I ever warned you, 2,000 years ago, we were warned as well. But the mainline churches won't warn the people. They tell Christians they're going to be teleported out of here by Scotty at the Enterprise and won't have to face the beast, even though the Bible says the beast will wage war against the saints and overcome them in the first round. Here's the compilation piece put together by Darren McBreen.
InfoWars.com right now.
And he provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell except the one that has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who hath understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number is that of a man, and his number is 666.
So how close are we to actually having microchips implanted under our skin? Well, according to the NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams, we might be a lot closer than you think.
More now of our special coverage here tonight, life in the U.S. in 10 years' time.
The year is 2017. You're rushed to a hospital, unconscious with no ID or medical history, but thanks to a microchip under your skin, it's all there. Science fiction 20 years ago, but a biometric reality today.
In medical news tonight, a chip the size of a grain of rice could save your life.
I've just been chipped myself. It's not a painless process, but doesn't last too long, not too difficult. Minor surgical procedure.
Quite easy.
Microchip technology now makes it possible for the emergency room staff to find out about your medical history at the touch of a computer key.
At some point, we're all going to have RFIDs. It might be even in our fingers, where they require it with everything on it.
Instead of carrying credit cards or money, we will probably be implanted.
And now it's begun.
And now RFID microchips are being injected into humans.
I'm sorry, sir. Did you just say you would get one implanted in your arm?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Our driver's license will be on the RFID chip. Our credit card number, all our information will be on this one chip.
And of course, next
the chip encases an unbreakable glass and is about the size of a grain of rice. The procedure is done with anesthesia and is relatively pain-free.
It felt pretty scary, but at the same time, it felt very modern, very 2015. Yes.
The government has just approved the use of a computer chip that would be implanted under your skin.
When complete, everyone will have a unique 12-digit identity number.
If hospitals purchase this detection equipment, the system will most likely start to include more and more people in those communities who will want the chips.
Wow. Interesting. Everybody could have one of those one day.
Does Google now know everything I do and everywhere I go? Because let's face it, we like you guys, but you're from Google.
It may be true that 10 to 20-year-olds don't want to wear a watch on their wrist, but you can be sure that they'll be far more interested in wearing an electronic tattoo, if only to piss off their parents.
Forget mobile phones. Your children and grandchildren may well want an implant instead.
You know, when we check out at the grocery store, we'll be swiping our own arm over the scanner. And that will be something we feel we can't live without.
It would be such a disadvantage to not have the implant, but it essentially becomes more optional.
Let's imagine a little bit what the future might look like if I could take your stem cells and put them on a chip. For your stem cells and put them on a chip. It would be a personalized chip just for you.
Turns over, but it doesn't stop. But the RFID reader antenna is here. So when I authenticate...
You didn't pay your taxes. We turned your car off.
My car's up.
That's good news.
That's it.
Imagine if some of these machines could be made so thin, light, and portable, they could be attached right to the surface of your skin and go wherever you go.
There's some very sophisticated device functionality sitting on my skin.
Welcome to the future, specifically the checkpoint of the future.
It is envisaged that the passenger will be able to flow through the security checkpoint without interruption.
This is what IATA, which is the airline industry trade body, is hoping will become commonplace around the world. A sort of one-stop shop for security from the curb to the gate, as they say, with dignity.
So you're saying you're going to deny me the constitutional right to travel if I do not submit to this digital thumb scanning? Everyone must take the mark. A digitally enhanced mark.
I'm not talking about mark.
A digital tattoo.
Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over.
Mark my words, huh? More like the mark of the beast.
Even though it is called a tattoo, there is no need to pierce or puncture the skin. Instead, the device is on.
So what we can do then is take this device
laminated on the skin.
It occurs to me, I've got them in my dogs. Why wouldn't I have them in small children, too?
There are also several products available to keep track of children. Many of them act as emergency cell phones and tracking devices. Some even able to display on a map the places your child has visited.
They told you we're giving you a nano tracker chip?
Yes.
To think something so small can connect you
to everything that matters.
Because I'm in love with my kids' kids.
Just let your rest.
Because my car lost control while driving.
Yeah, let the robots run it.
Because now I'm looking out for both of us.
Yes.
Because I have diabetes, but it doesn't have me.
Because I spend my life in the ER trying to save yours.
InfoWars.com. How dare them not love this? How dare them not see the beautiful future without humanity? With Lord Rothschild and Lord Rockefeller are building. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That sounds like hate speech to me, doesn't it, you? Darren McBrain put that piece together. I talked over it. We're going to put this piece up on YouTube. But it is sick how we're just being lowered easily, incrementally, like the frog into the boiling pot. And I thought of something while we were airing that piece. In the last segment, I was talking about study confirms chronic kidney failure 5 times higher in glyphosate-ridden areas. Every county in the U.S. has glyphosate in the water. Look it up. Kidney failure, though, I mean, that's trendy. It helps the earth to die. And then I thought of the London Telegraph and other reports about fluoride brain damaging, lowering IQ, making you depressed. There's the headline. Why would anyone not get water filtration systems that cut the fluoride out and cut the glyphosates out? We sell 2 different systems, very affordable, the G2 Pro Pure Systems at InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off promo code WATER, and the clearly filtered systems that, depending on which filter system you get, reduce it down to non-detectable levels or completely take it all out. Why would anyone on God's green earth not have a high-quality water filter system? And I don't mean the charcoal ones that cost $20 and just take out some of the rotten bacteria and bad taste. And that's better than nothing because it reduces. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and yes, it funds our operation. It's a win-win. Filter your water. Filter your water. We have the shower heads that cut out the fluoride, too, as well, at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. InfoWarsLife.com is where you find our high-quality nutraceuticals. Survival Shield X2, get a free bottle of the Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster. We've basically sold out of Super Female and Super Male Vitality. But this is how we fund our operation, with high-quality herbs and nutraceuticals from God's green earth, from God's medicine cabinet, that we deploy to you at the highest quality at a very affordable price to fund our operation. The media's like, how dare Alex Jones fund himself? Yeah, and I'm not funded by taxpayer money like NPR or MSNBC with taxpayer stimulus money. I'm funded by you. And I hear the war drums against humanity, and I'm saying rally against it. Break our trance. Take action. And start today filtering your water. Do your own research. Buy them wherever. But why not buy high-quality water filters and nutraceuticals from folks that are hardcore, that have a spirit of liberty, that love God and hate tyranny, and are committed to go 110% till the end. And I'm not a hero. I will not join Satan. I will not join those that hurt the innocents. I am with God, even though I'm imperfect, and I'm committed. And I ask God to sanctify me, turbocharge me, and help me be good. I turn myself over to Christ right now. Second hour, straight ahead. Stay with us.
TCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.